You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today. I am, in fact, Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and advocate here in Southern California, and a glittering rainbow girl going way, way, way back. My specialty is always working with the LGBTQIA kink and, BDSM community, anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit into a standard community. And I wouldn't have it any other way. We all need a community. We all need a tribe. I am part of your tribe. So hopefully today we might learn a little bit, have a little bit of fun, get an inspiration, bring a smile. Who knows? Giggle to your heart. You never know what could happen. So for those of you that are new to my show, I'm so glad that you found me. Like I said, this is the most wonderful thing that I get to do for you every week, is to give you these little tips, little tricks, little things to do to kind of keep you on your toes, to keep your mental health up. Today is a little less mental health, but all around health. Let's just put it that way. For those of you that know how I start my show, first of all, we need to make sure that we are in a safe place. And when I say safe place, I mean we are in a safe place. We are not driving. You aren't working on a project. You're not working from home. You're not doing any of that wonderful thing. You are just, you can always re-listen to the show. I'm on podcasts everywhere. I repost this on my Facebook page. LA Talk Radio has this on their Facebook page. Come on. So I would love it if you did all this, but if all you can do is for listen for now, I'm okay with that too. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a great big deep smile down from your diaphragm down here. We don't breathe up here. I'll explain that later. But we do not breathe up here. We breathe down from our diaphragm. So I need you to take a nice deep breath. And as you slowly exhale, say something inspiring. I've got this. We've got this. We all got this. Something inspiring. I can do this today. You know how we go. But I actually forgot the first part. I can't believe I forgot the first part. I actually went straight to the second part, because first part, you never know. So wiggle your toes. Come on. Come on. We all know how this part works. Wiggle your toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes, wiggle, 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 wiggle. Now wiggle your buttons. Yes, I said it. Wiggle those buttons. Squeeze in your cheeks. Wiggle, squeeze, wiggle, squeeze. And I do that because you cannot do this without smiling. You cannot wiggle your buns. You cannot squeeze in those cheeks. You cannot move the body around without it changing your attitude. Yes. And we already did the one deep breath, so we're going to do another deep breath. Remember down here. Yes, yes, yes. And if you've got a little bit of time, roll that shoulder over to the side, over to the other side. You've now, in like 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes, come on, I can't count, 2 minutes, you have now rested and relaxed everything. All those from your toes to your nose and up and above, and you've relaxed everything. And all of this is down and you've been able to roll. Come on. These are little things that you can do every day. You can do them every 5 minutes. If you're in a stressful situation, nobody knows that you're doing these, unless you want to scream out. I have this wonderful one that I call the 3-2-1. Some people add other numbers. I'm trying to keep it to where it's go, but the 3-2-1, and the three is, what are three things that you can see right around you? Three things. And two things that you can hear. Can be two things, can be any two things. And then one is you yell out or you tell yourself the most important thing that you absolutely know, no matter what. And I had a client once yell out, "I am the greatest person that has ever lived." And I loved it. It didn't match my wonderful thing, but if you believe it and you know it, and I said, "You have to know it," that gave him so much confidence. Some people do the Wonder Woman pose where you, before you go in for an important meeting or you present something, you know, go into the restroom and stand in one of the stalls and spread your feet apart, shoulder length, put your hands on your hips and hoist your shoulders back. And you take that deep breath and you just picture yourself as Wonder Woman or Batman or pick your superhero. In my case, Wonder Woman. And for some guys, it's Wonder Woman. Who knows? And these are little things that you can do that, you know, just bring the whole situation down. Now, if you're working somewhere, you probably don't want to yell, "I'm the greatest person," or yell, "I hate my job," or yell, whatever it is. You know, that's probably not your best thing to do. But know that these are, you know, these are like, I call them my weeble kung fu. Because weebles, you know, we get a little off center, but we don't fall. And we know that in our toolbox, our weeble toolbox, that there are so many things that we can do to bring ourselves right back up. And that's what this show is about. This show is about, even if you're a little bit kilter, just still be okay. You know, it may not be the best. You know, this has been a pretty tough couple weeks for us here at the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show, but we are cranking on and we are going on. And part of the reason why I wanted to do the show today, a little bit different than I had previously anticipated, was because one of the things that we have talked about in the last year of doing the show is ways of taking care of yourself while we're going through the pandemic. And the CDC came out and said, "Congratulations, if you've had both shots and you've made it past the 2 weeks after the both shots, then you don't have to wear a mask anymore, except under certain circumstances." I love vague. Government vague. It doesn't get much better than that. But, and then the very next day, 8 members of the New York Yankees Baseball Club and several celebrities, including your very own Hypno Fairy Godmother here, yeah, we've all gotten COVID after the shots, after doing everything we were supposed to do. So there are still some things we need to do. Yes, there are still some things. And so I thought, you know, let me try to explain a little bit what you should maybe still wear a mask about, but not panicked, freaked out. We're not to that point, but I still think that certain things are important. Now, the CDC also did say that nobody has approved any vaccinations, anything for anybody under, I think now it is 12 to 15. So nobody under there. So everybody under 12, I would still say that 15 and under, especially with vaccines just getting approved for them, keep your mask on, please. You know, we need to take care of our kids, because until they have given us the kiddo thing. But when I was reading about, you know, this whole thing, because I had been told that there was no way I could possibly get COVID after I have had 2 COVID shots. That is incorrect. That is very, very incorrect. But it is not huge. And part of that isn't because of anything that I've done. It's nothing that those those eight members of the Yankees have done, those other celebrities or non-celebrities have done. It has everything to do maybe with what other people haven't done. Remember, this whole vaccination thing goes off of what they call, or what they were trying to get, what they were trying to get called the herd vaccination. I hate that word, but the herd vaccine. And that means that the more people that get it and the more people that, you know, start moving around and start getting all the antibodies, then the less people will get the actually more deadly version. Well, that brings up the very first thing, is there is more than one version of the COVID vaccine. They call it COVID-19, but there is also, there's just about every country, including here in the United States, we have our own little version. And so doctors are working like crazy trying to come up with little cocktails to make up for, you know, the herd vaccine, the little variations. The other thing is that people do not live in a bubble. You know, when they closed out, I'm a big sports fan. If anybody knows me, they know I'm a huge sports fan, and I was crushed when they stopped all the sports, you know, everything. It's like, clear everything out. Nobody gets to play anymore. But even when certain sports started playing again, they did it in very specific ways. I'm trying to remember whether it was the NBA. I know I said I'm a huge sports fan, except for certain. I'm a huge certain sports fan. But what they did was certain leagues decided how they were going to play. Are we going to have just people on the West Coast play the West Coast? This division just play this division. So they were trying to keep it as safe and as possible. And that's how they did it. But, you know, people don't live in a bubble. You know, the managers go home. Trainers go home. Eventually, they have to let these players go home. You know, is everybody going to play the whole year in Phoenix? Is everybody going to play the whole year? Like, one of my big ones is hockey. And what they did this year is they broke it down in divisions, and then the Canadians only played Canadians and the U.S. only played the U.S. Not quite sure how they're going to do that for the playoffs. They're just starting that. But it's little situations that they've had to start doing. And they said that although the Yankees have cleared the 85% threshold for lower protocols, which means 85% were clear, never had a symptom, never had anything. This, you know, at the end of April, that, you know, they can only take your word for it that you've been vaccinated. They can only take your word for it. You have to be honest. And if you decide that it's not what you want, then it's, you know, they can't stick you in a little bubble either. You know, the overall population, although the Yankees organization maybe have been at 85%, and I feel weird using the Yankees, but they've been, but the overall population is less than that. So a manager comes home from an away game, goes out, goes pick up takeout, brings it home. Then they have kids. They have this. They have that. You know, it's just like a big circle that keeps going down. Now, some of the other things that I have found out is that on a very, very rare occasion, vaccines are mishandled. It's not perfect. I wish it was perfect. Man, do I wish this whole thing was perfect. But they're not. And sometimes things aren't at the required. Remember at the very beginning, they said, and they still have to be at a certain, except for the Johnson & Johnson, I think, have to be at a specific temperature. Well, if they aren't at that specific temperature, are they still 100% good? CDC has said they're pretty sure. But in the beginning, you know, because they, from one of the things, from one of the bits of information that I've got, a CVS pharmacy issued an apology because it inadvertently gave patients only a partial dose. They did that because it wasn't temperatured right. And they were pulling and taking out parts of the vaccine, but they were only taking out about half of the vaccine. So those are people that, although they thought they were doing great, they weren't even doing that. Like I said, the variants, you got to keep track of these variants. We hear the CDC go on and go, okay, you don't have to wear a vest or a mask anymore. And people went out this weekend and just whooped it up. I know they did. I saw pictures all over. They just whooped it up because they thought, I am now free. So take, and there are people that have lower immune systems. Okay. In every society, every community, in every group, there will always be people that have a lower immune system. Now, these people should probably always wear masks. We can make them fashionable. I'm telling you, I know we can make them fashionable. It's one of those things. It's kind of fun. But, you know, if you have a lower immune system, should you really be running around outside, you know, not knowing who's been vaccinated and who's not? You know, now let's say that you did everything I just said. You, the works, you wore your double masks or your masks at least the whole time. You never went out with that one. You know, you're still making sure that your kids have what they need. You've had both of your vaccinations. You haven't had a reaction. You've waited the 2 weeks. And here's an important thing too, that I'm not sure whether some people know or not. After you have your second vaccination, you still have to wait 2 weeks. It's not, I got my vaccination, let's go party. It's, I got my second vaccination, I have to wait 2 more weeks. Okay? It has to actually circulate through your system. I feel like I'm giving out some information here because I did earlier this weekend and nobody that I talked to actually knew that situation. So even if you did that, you should maybe still wear a mask even after those 2 weeks. But in some situations, you know, and also know that right now, although the CDC may have said that, you still have to wear masks where the government tells you you have to, where the transportation tells you you have to, which means you still have to wear masks if you're going to go on a bus, on a plane, on a train, any types of public transportation. They're still mandatorily required. So don't go throwing them away because you're just going to have to go buy some more. And although I know some people that make some incredible masks, I'm telling you, you're just going to have to go buy some more. So don't go throw things out. You know, people in charge of the CDC are like, okay, you're missing some of the big points. So let's listen to this. So if you're planning on doing any traveling, which, you know, we've been waiting for over a year to travel. Are going to get the biggest hug that they've ever had once I actually get to see them. But to get to them, unless I'm driving, you know, you still publicly have to. Also, if a public store or a private store tells you that you have to wear them, you have to wear them. You can't just walk into any old store that is publicly owned, or I'm sorry, privately owned, might be either. But if there is a sign on the door, and the door on the sign, or the sign on the door says, we require you wear a mask to enter our store. You are required to enter. It doesn't matter whether you don't think you should have to, the difference is you have to. Okay? And this is really important because some of these little businesses are just trying to get open again. Think about it. You've been closed for almost over a year. Some have been over a year. Some are just barely trying to get open. And the next thing you know, you're having to deal with somebody who's like, I don't have to listen to you because I have freedom to give you, I may have COVID. No. And telling somebody I've had the shot so I can come in, show some respect, people. I've seen it. Show some respect. You know, these are little tiny companies that are trying to get themselves back together. You know, I am your hypno fairy godmother. I'm the one to bring you calm. I'm the one to help you breathe better. But getting mad at some little clerk that's working for barely minimum wage, you know, you whatever it is, you didn't need it that bad anyway. So, you know, at least be nice. Okay. And remember, like I said, if the government, the CDC, if they tell you you still have to wear one, if you still have to wear a mask, like I said, planes, trains, automobiles, taxis, Ubers, if there is a sign on the door that says you still have to wear a mask, I don't care where you're at, you still have to wear a mask. So I would keep one with you at all times. Just keep one in your bag, keep one in your knapsack, wherever it is that you need to go. Now, another thing that's important that I think is really important now that we're able to get back out there again is to start going back to our regular doctors and appointments. I know how hard it was and people were scared to go out and some doctors were closed. But now we can actually, you know, they started to go into basic checkups, basic dental appointments, basic just getting back to a little bit of life, just a little bit of life, and you'll be just fine. Now, always make sure, though, when you walk in that office or you go to make that appointment, that they're following the rules, that they're following the government and they're following the CDC rules. Because if you feel uncomfortable, it's not time to go back to them or it's time to find a new person. This is not the time to cut corners. We don't ever cut corners. Ever. Now is a good time that the government or government, the CDC has started to say that it's okay to start going back to your regular doctors, start going back to your regular dental appointments, you know, your checkups, your pre-cancer, especially if you're pre-cancerous or you were dealing with an autoimmune disease before this, an autoimmune issue before this. If you stopped going, please, please start going again. Just make sure, ask them when you go in, you know, if they're not checking your temperature, ask them why they're not checking your temperature. You know, like I said, this is not a free for all, people. This is not a free for all. So start going back. Make sure that they're following the procedures that you feel comfortable with. Know that even though you have gotten this, you may need a booster shot. This is not good news for some people. Some of us had a hard enough time getting the first two shots. Know that the CDC has told us that even though you have gotten everything that they told you to do, you followed what you were supposed to do. And you may have gotten it. You still may need a booster shot. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't even like getting flu shots every year. And now they're telling me because of this crazy thing, I may have to actually get a booster shot every year to make sure I don't get sicker again. That's just something I'm not telling you to freak out about it. I'm just telling you, stick that in your, like, we talk about your subconscious like mental little file cabinet so that if it comes up, you're not freaking out about it. I know this because I'm going to be freaking out about it. So just know, you know, you can do this. Know that after you have done all of this, maybe you should keep your vaccination records and your hard copy. Because remember when we all got the second shot, or those of you that are building up to that, they will give you a card and it's signed and everything on both sides. And what I did was I took a copy of mine and my spouse, and I took a picture of both sides and I put them in a file on my phone. Little one of the little apples. There's nothing if somebody asks me, did you really? And this did come up for me since I did manage to out COVID. If, you know, that way you have a copy and it'll show what dates and who did it and where they did it and which vaccine it is. That's the important thing too, because they're going to want all that information. And if you're sick for any reason, like you're having any symptoms, because they're telling you if you still, you know, you don't have to get the, okay, I'm just going to break down to this other one, that if you've been exposed to COVID after you have all of this stuff done, so you've had your two shots, you've had your 2 weeks after that, you're feeling fine, you go to something a month later and you find out that somebody there didn't do anything that you did and now they have it. You need, the answer to that is no. You do not need to get retested unless you start showing symptoms. So that is why you don't have to re-quarantine yourself after you've been re-exposed. But if you start having symptoms and you have to go see that doctor that I just told you could start seeing again, this way you have all of your information. You're not trying to dig out that little card. You're not trying to find it in the file cabinet that has every paper and picture and, you know, yeah, just try to take a picture of this side, take a picture of this side, put it in your phone in its own little, and you could put it under COVID, under meds, make it under something that you know you can remember, like the Hypno Fairy Godmother told me, these are meds chart. But find something that you can, you know, where you can find it if you need it. If an emergency room needs it, if a medic needs it, if your just regular doctor wants to see it to know what you had, when you had, was there an issue that they need to be working with? These are little things that can help you, because if you've got a picture of that card, then yeah, there's no digging around, because when you're sick, and I don't care whether you have COVID or you have the flu, or with some people, if they have the sniffles, nobody wants to look for anything when they feel sick. You don't. You have no desire to do any of that. And I like the fact that the CC, oh, as much as I hate to say this on AARP, but that you don't have to, you know, re-quarantine yourself if you've been re-exposed. However, they do tell you that if you do start getting those symptoms, the cough, the fever, the shortness of breath, all the regular COVID symptoms, get retested, because it's not like the tests are going to be going away. You know, these are things that you're going to be able to do for you. These are things that now you're going to be able to go visit your friends. You're going to be able to go hug your grandma. You know, fully vaccinated people are going to be open to so much more. Like I said, I, you know, saw the thing that the CDC said, go you can now have, you know, you can now go outside without a mask. And it was a free for all this weekend. It was also a very nice weekend, but it was also kind of a free for all, and people were running around and it looked like COVID had never happened. And this, you know, as your mental health guru, this does kind of help, you know, it kind of worries me a little bit because people have a short memory. And I need you to remember what we need to do when we start to panic, because something you don't know. We don't know whether we're completely done. We don't know whether we're partially done. You know, to know that you don't have to panic. You don't have to worry, you know, what will happen. And if we, you know, you don't have to panic if the CDC comes out and says, oh, yeah, we need to have, you know, you need to start once a year. We're going to have a booster shot. This is when it's got to be this many months from when you had your last one. We'll do it the same exact way. Those scientists are pretty smart, I have to tell you, though, because these scientists have been working on something kind of like this for years and years. Not this exact one, but if you think about it, this was COVID-19. That means that they've been working on strains of this particular type, not this virus, but this particular type of virus for quite a while. You know, these scientists don't just stop dropping, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that towards the end, because this is kind of a two-parter on the COVID, the moving a little bit COVID faster, you know, if we can do that. But the scientists and the nurses and the researchers have been continuously, and they are continuously working on this. There, every time we hear about there being another virus, there being another, you know, I just lost my word. Don't you hate it when you lose your word? Just lost my word. Anyway, oh well. To know that variation, there's my word. Your subconscious keeps working until it finds the word you need, and then it pops it out and makes you feel like you're invincible. That was my subconscious telling me I needed variation. Yeah, there are scientists and researchers working on variations of this as we speak. And there are countries like Japan, and there are countries like India that are nowhere near where we are. And although they thought that they were under control, they're still having variations. There are other countries that are doing better. There are other countries that are doing worse. Researchers are smart people. So don't think that just because, you know, we get to have enough freedom to not have to wear a mask every single moment, every single day, that it's over and it's done. You're smarter than that. I know you're smarter than that. Come on. You know, but we went into this with a positive attitude of we can handle anything. And some of us made it through better than others. Some people are still going to fight the fight because that's who they are. But, you know, you're still the same person. You're still fighting that fight. You're still finding things that you can do to bring your mental health along with your physical health. Because with a lot of people that have gotten this horrible thing, this horrible, horrible physical out of them, but it hasn't taken the mental out of them. And so they've been working on projects that are helping with the mental part of the COVID. And next week, I'm going to have somebody on who has actually been working on, while certain people have been working on a COVID type of vaccine, they're still working on other types of vaccines because we never know what's next. Think about that. This is a crazy earth we live on. It's a crazy little planet we live on. We never know what's next. I didn't think I was going to get COVID. I didn't think anything was going to happen. I was actually pretty positive I was going to be just fine. So when we started doing this show and talking about mental health, people said, who wants to talk about mental health? As it turns out, a lot of you want to talk about mental health. Because mental health isn't something that, it's not a bad thing. Mental health is a good thing. It's a good thing to have on your side. It's a good thing to know that that you can make it. You know, it's not something to be ashamed of. We all need to keep going. We all need to just keep going and keep knowing that we can keep this. So what I kind of wanted to talk about today, besides the important things of, you know, how the heck did people get COVID after they told us that we didn't have to wear masks anymore? Well, guess what? It's because it was smarter than us. It was smarter than us. Sounds kind of rude, but there are things out there that are smarter than us. There are diseases out there that are smarter than us. Guess what? Can't always do anything about it. You know, I'm not looking forward to having a booster shot. I can't think of too many people that are like, give me that booster shot. Or every year I wait so long for my flu shot. No, you know. But I am looking forward to, you know, being able to visit my friends and family that I haven't seen in over a year. I'm getting, you know, I'm so excited that I got to miss out on last year that still kind of makes me worry. Of course it makes me worry. That's a whole lot of people. I haven't seen that many people in years and years. But you know what? The thought of sitting out and the thought of not having that life, you know, is not something that you want. I'm looking forward to if I get exposed again, you know, I don't have to go, oh, geez, now I got to go back into quarantine. Nope, I do not. I am looking forward to going back to seeing my regular doctor and my regular dentist again and my regular, you know, my chiropractor. These are people that I love. To be perfectly honest, these are people that, you know, there are some checkups that should have been done and I put them off. And I'm sure you all put them off because we didn't know which way to turn. You know, but follow the rules. There are still rules. I know we hate rules. I hate rules. If you know me, if you know anything about me, you know I hate rules. But I will follow these. And if the sign on the door says, I require you to wear a mask, I'm going to pull out that mask and I'm going to put it on. And not just for me, but for that person in there, that great big store, you know, who doesn't miss just wandering around sometimes? Who doesn't kind of miss just doing that sometimes? And we don't need people being all grumpy, you know, and this whole new CDC opening things up. This can be the start of a whole new you. Think about it. What couldn't you do a year ago, a little over a year ago, that you can actually start now? There are things that we couldn't do because we couldn't really go out and we couldn't really go and see people and do things. And there were things that we could only do online. And just being online has expanded and changed and made us all grow so much. But think of all the things that we couldn't do a year ago that we could do now. You know, these little steps, you know, that we can do now that we couldn't do. You can start those little things now. We all kind of get, not huge, but we all kind of get the world's tiniest little do-over. Now, you know, jobs will be opening up again, I hope, very soon. I know so many people that have lost their businesses due to this. The majority of people that have that start new businesses are small. They're one in two people. You know, you work for yourself. You work with maybe one or two people. You couldn't make it. Now the gigantic corporations could make it because they have gigantic corporations and they have gigantic, you know, lawyers, but some just could make it. So alter it just a little bit. You know how I always tell you, you can alter things just a little bit, and maybe that's what it is that you're looking for. You know, you can become a slightly different person. Maybe you didn't like who you were becoming, you know, before this happened, and now all of a sudden you've been stuck for almost a year or over a year at home with your kids or your spouse or an animal or something. And maybe that taught you something about yourself that you didn't know about. Is that a new opening to a new beginning? New openings to new beginnings are where things start. Maybe you learn that you were nicer than you thought you were. Those little random acts of kindness, you know, drops, you know, all those little things that you thought that maybe you didn't think that you were. You know, we always laugh in my house that if you tell anybody that I'm this nice, I'm not going to tell anybody. No one would believe you anyway. Because we all know that, you know, the other one's totally nicer. But you get to, you know, you get to start yourself off. You know, these are new opportunities. And if we have to take a half a step back, if, you know, something happens and we have to take that half a step back and they tell us we have to start putting on masks again for, you know, when we go out, then let's just do it. We can get past this. We can get past anything. Listening to people tell us one way and then the other. And then one way and then the other. And we know now that we have such smart people all over the world that are working on stuff like this every single day. How? I believe in every one of you. I believe that every one of you can go out there and start a project. You know, start a little project with your kids, with your dog, with your neighborhood. One of the things that I saw yesterday was a little group of neighbors, you know, that probably had not seen each other in months and months and months. And you know, they were just kind of driving by and they were just sort of walking by. And they decided that they were going to call it Take Over the Beach. And these Take Over the Beachers didn't take over the beach. But you know what? They were together again. And for them, that took over the beach. And I think that that's important, that you start out small. You know, you start out small. You start out doing all the little things that you need to do, all the little things that you want to do. You know, You're nourishing. You're still, even though we're still doing the COVID thing and we're still doing the other stuff, you're still out there nourishing your soul. You know, you're still out there trying to get in those meditations and those drawing meditations. I'm still going to call them meditations. You can journal, and you can artistically journal, and you can non-artistically journal. You can just verbally journal. And these are things that are maybe things about you that you didn't know that you could do. You know, I know that we've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go, but we're not going anywhere. You know, I believe that now that we can leave our houses, a little bit more, and we can do stuff a little bit more than we could before, we're going to find out where we grew when we couldn't leave at all. And all in your car, or in your bag, in your, whatever you want to call it. You know, I always have them, you know, in my little truck, because I never know, and especially now, but I never know when, you know, I'm going to walk down the street and see the sign that says we still require mask wearing. And I don't want to be that baby that walks in and whines and goes, but I don't have mine, and I just want to be that. And no. You don't want to be that baby either. Come on. You know, you don't want to nag the little girl that's just trying to make some fun money. Or that shop owner that has worked so hard to keep open. You know, that has done everything in her power to count your responsibility. You know, the guy that, you know, has spent the last year and a half just changing tires. Thank you, by the way, for half a year, you know, to just, you know, don't be that person, you know, help that person. They're a part of your community. They're a part of you. You know, you can do one of those little jobs too. You can help out. We all love to help out. So I want to remind you that although the CDC has said that we can go out now without our masks, know that there are exceptions. Follow the exceptions. Listen to the exceptions. Don't be a baby about it. No, we don't want to do it either, but guess what? That's what we're going to do. That's who we are. Remember to keep nourishing your soul. You know, your hypno fairy godmother will always be here for you, nourishing your soul. Remember to do your meditations in mindfulness, because sometimes where you need to be is exactly where you are. So know that I repost these on my YouTube page and on my Facebook page, and know that all the podcasts are on every place where you can find a podcast. On the Hypno Fairy Godmother page. If you'd like to be a Patreon member, I would love to have you. Just pop me a cup of coffee and I will be your best friend. Always make sure to take note of your mental state. And if you need some help with yourself mentally, please get some help. Please, please get some help. There are places out there that can help you free of charge. If you also know what to do is, you know, we can always find stuff one-on-one. I'm always available for contacts and messages. You know, leave me a message. Text message me. Come on, you know where to find me. Let's do one more last deep, deep breath. One last exhale. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I will talk to you next week. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.